Delaware County today, WMUN, the talk of Muncie. People are talking about the new 765businessjournal.com, and they have been talking for some time about our MuncieJournal.com. The editor-in-chief of both of those digital publications is our Mike Rhodes, and he is in studio this morning. In just a moment, we're going to share the audio of what happened earlier this week. Mike, you were interrupted as I was saying hello to you. I think it was Tuesday, wasn't it?
You said, hello, Mike, and my mouth was about ready to open to say hello back. And yeah. then
this is exactly what happened that day. Now welcoming into the studio, Mr. Mike Rhodes.
There's a light bulb on fire in the conference room. They want us to evacuate the building.
Oh.
The department's here.
All right. That's very good. There is a, Mike, you please evacuate. Emily, we're going to wrap up here quickly. This is live radio. And again, that was from Tuesday, replaying the actual moment of the actual audio of the actual evacuation of the building. Now, as it turned out, it was a bad ballast in a light fixture in the back of the building. There was some sparks. There was a couple of little pieces of flame. There was a smelly, smell and all that. So our staff in the back of the building did exactly what they were supposed to do. They called 911. Fire came swooping in. Fire trucks.
I think there were four trucks.
You took photographs that were actually on our news page. And son of a gun, they, lo and behold, said it was safe to come back in after they figured it all out. So that's what happened.
You know, the when I was about ready to speak and I saw Jared's coming into the window. He said, there's a fire. We need to evacuate the building. The first thing I did was I left my computers here. I went straight to my car and got my Nikon out of the back. And started taking pictures.
That's exactly what he did. The first thing I did was I grabbed my laptop because everything that I work on, my life aside from Nancy, is on this laptop. So I scooped it up and went out into the parking lot, safety first and all that.
Well, the funny thing about the picture taking is it was kind of like a Pavlov's dog reaction, because when it said fire, I got to go get the pictures. There's a reason for that.
Okay.
Because I worked for Ball Hospital for 25 years, and I was in the public relations and marketing department, and during my time there, once a year, the hospital would have what they called a disaster drill.
Okay.
And they would set up scenarios around town, like a bomb threats or a bus accident.
Something severe.
And they would really go all out to make sure that event looked exactly like what would really happen. And it was a practice session for the ER people, nurses, and trauma folks to go through their protocols to make sure things worked okay. Well, my job at the time was to always document photographically those disaster drills. So anytime there's a disaster, like a fire at the station, I'm on the camera. And a couple of weeks ago, there was an arms shooting possibility at the Beaumont Hotel.
Yeah, don't mention names. We don't want them to think that's something happening now. But
Well, immediately I went to got my car, drove over there real quick, got the drone in the air.
Drone, folks.
Drone. Shot aerial so people could see what's going on and to stay out of the way.
So we're glad that nothing happened here. It was not a drill. It was an actual situation. But let's get to what we wanted to get to that day. And let's start with the newest first. The newest entity is called 765businessjournal.com. It is a digital product that you are the editor-in-chief of, and for our listeners that may not have visited it yet, just give us a broad overview and some of the things that we're intending to do with that product.
You know, we're coming up on 8 years of MuncieJournal.com. We're super successful program. Yeah, folks, you would not believe the people that look at that site daily from across the country. It's really a highly used site. We get tons of people there every day. And one of the things that we do on that site is to show some economic development activity. Over the last couple of years, though, there has been an explosion of economic development activity in Delaware County. The Chamber of Commerce and the Delaware County Economic Development Alliance are involved with economic development, bringing new businesses to Muncie. Brad Bookout and his group work for the county and do things for the county and economic development. Mayor Ridenour and the Redevelopment Commission. So all these people are trying their best to bring new business and economic development.
And that's the kind of stuff that we're going to feature and have written about on the website, right?
Yes, and we launched this show, super quick turnaround, developed this site, and it came out, and it's working fairly good. Now, this morning I had a little heartbeat action because I thought it was running slow, and I think it maybe was running slow, the site.
Mike's standards for speed are much higher, greater, and faster than most normal people.
Well, we're trying to figure out why that is happening because all the files are on the Muncie Journal server.
As we say, we're getting into weeds and that kind of stuff, talk. But there's another entity of 765businessjournal.com, the radio show. I can cover that a little bit because that will debut this Monday from 9 to 9:30 a.m. It's a half-hour audio version of the same kind of content about economic development and so forth that you will find, folks, for free on MuncieJournal.com's newest kind of offshoot, which is 765businessjournal.com. On Monday's program, in fact, you mentioned a couple of names that I've booked as guests for Monday, 9 to 9:30 a.m. for the radio show now. Shannon Henry will be a guest in studio, probably sitting in the same chair where you are, Mike. And Brad Bookout will also be in the studio here. I've asked them to talk specifically about a story that we've covered about a recent trip that Mr. Henry and I think Mr. Bookout and some others were on. I bet you could read about that sort of stuff on various entities of the aforementioned journals that we're talking about.
This is a new trip, or is this one that they did in the past?
The recent in the past. Yeah. Okay. So we had that in our radio news coverage, and we'll talk about that. I want to get the insight, as Mike was referring to, of all the work that happens every day. In fact, it happens probably more often than even they are able to share with publicly and talk about. Because some of this stuff has to be done sort of a super secretive sort of way. And WMUN, the talk of Muncie, on live at 8:34. This is Delaware County Today. I'm Steve Lindell, your host. My guest is Mike Rhodes, editor-in-chief of our two digital programs. The publication that we're talking about right now, or have been, is 765businessjournal.com. Mike, I want to cycle back to the original publication. I don't know how anybody could not know at this point about MuncieJournal.com, but to explain and re-explain is super critical. The mission of the original project was what?
Well, the mission of the MuncieJournal.com was to put a spotlight on what was happening in the areas of education, economic development, and quality of life in Muncie and Delaware County. And, you know, coming up on 8 years now, I think we've done an excellent job.
No, have done a fantastic job with that.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
It's true.
But on the new 765businessjournal.com, there are, we're trying to do things to show folks, more specifically, economic development projects. And I want to kind of talk about one thing on the front page of that site. I have picked out myself, at random, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 projects that are working, going on around town, that I'm doing what I call a project status report, which is an ongoing visual representation of, hey, what is happening with the Store Estates project? What is happening with the, where we are with the River Bend Flats project, and CanPack? So I've got 5 of those, and I've got plenty to update those on an ongoing basis. So listeners and the public who are interested in that, you can't drive around to all these places. They're spread all over town. But we're going to do that for you and kind of show you what's going on with those projects. So as I was putting this site together, I ran out to CanPack.
Yes.
Oh, man.
Unbelievable, isn't it?
My jaw dropped when I saw that place.
So huge.
It is like 5, 6, 10 football fields long. And it's easy to see. It's right there by the road on, what road is that? Fusion Road?
Cowan Fusion. That's Fusion Road. Yeah. And they're going to be doing some great things there. We had a story on recently about CanPack specifically, supply chain issues and all that affecting their ability to start cranking up. They're going to have to wait till, I think, January was the latest estimate to get their business rolling. I know that some of our listeners, I won't mention names because I didn't ask permission, but they're going to work at that facility, new jobs and everything, and they've been overseas to do training with the home base of that company that's based overseas. And again, now we talk economic development again, 765businessjournal.com. That's the kind of work that was done in the background, you know, to convince them to come to Muncie, Indiana and build that incredibly huge facility. And the job and economic impact, I'm sure that is covered in the previous information from MuncieJournal.com and 765BusinessJournal.com will continue. I love that idea, that notion of the being able for the public to look at those progress updates that you were talking about just now about those and more.
Now, just because I live there, you're probably going to see more updates on the store estates development.
Because I have seen more pictures of sewer drain covers than I can count. But that's good.
This is a huge, huge project where they're trying to sell 34 lots for new homes there. Mm-hmm. This is 500 feet from the front door of my house, so I'm back. I'm by there extensively. And you know, there's a lot going on there. They are putting roads in right now. Yeah. So
got to do that stuff first before they can build up and build out. Mike, I wish we had more time. There's so much more to cover, but tell them specifically how to get to those web products that are free, no subscription required.
There's two ways, really. MuncieJournal.com is, you know, put that in your browser and you'll see that. Mm-hmm. We also have on a menu item there and a couple other places on the Muncie Journal site, there are links to 765businessjournal.com, or you can enter that in your browser yourself and head that way and take a look at it. You know, and last thing, really, do I have
just a short bit? Yeah.
I want to thank our sponsors real quick and go through them.
Please do.
Magna, IU Health, Muncie Public Library, Town of Yorktown, MITS, Busman, Atrista, Ivy Tech, and the YMCA are supporting us in this effort for 765businessjournal.com.
And for your efforts, Mike Rhodes, thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Steve.
This is WMUN.